Reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. My travel schedule caused me to begin to prepare for the Feast of Pentecost a few weeks ago. This turned out to be a good idea because it encouraged me to pay more attention to the scripture passages in the last few weeks of the Easter cycle. Here, the liturgy is building toward the experience of the Holy Spirit in two ways. You have the last discourse, John's Gospels, namely chapters 13 through 16, and the book of Acts. John sets before us the theology of the Holy Spirit, while Acts provides a practical description of the experiences of the first Christian communities as they're struggling to give tangible expression to what will be the structure of the early church. In my youth, Pentecost was just another feast with doves and flames and all. And later, I was not at all attracted to the charismatic displays when this prayer form came into vogue in Catholicism. And in my theological studies, it seemed that the coming of the Holy Spirit was something one connected with vast intelligence and a sort of mystical perfection. Areas well beyond my experience. The churches where I served were often centers for Catholic charismatic renewal. I would be helpful for these communities, but speaking in tongues and resting or being slain in the Spirit were not part of my experience. And yet, this worship style brought many blessings for all of us. On Monday nights, I'd go over to lock up the church and find the healing ministry busy at work, laying hands on some of our neediest members. In its way, this was very beautiful because in our culture, people don't touch those who are troubled or mentally ill. As I moved to new parishes, I would always have the charismatic prayer group pray over me. And yet, as I was drawn into the scriptural presentation of the last few weeks, I discovered themes of Pentecost being most helpful in positioning us to answer some of our most difficult contemporary questions, those that beset our culture and church and divide it at the present time. Pentecost has to do with one of the ways that our loving God chooses to be with his people. In creation, we discover God the Father blessing us with the gift of life and a world that is astonishing in all its wonder and expanding constantly. We're always learning more about it. Jesus is with us in our humanity and shows another facet of the love of God. Jesus passes from death into life to show in a most convincing way the fullness, immediacy, the humanity of God's love for us. But now in Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is the overflowing love or energy of God in Jesus for all of us. The scripture scholar Raymond Brown repeats the strange saying of Jesus, "It's better that I go away." Well, in what sense is this coming of the Paraclete better? As we try to answer this question, we discover a certain growth in our understanding both of the being and love of God. There's only the Father. If there was only the Father, we might settle for a remote pantheistic deity. If there was also just Jesus, we might settle for a religious stance based on obedience, orthodoxy, kingdoms, powers, a slavish response to some charismatic leader, as we imagine him. And all this a very long time ago. It is better that Jesus has gone so that we might experience God's overflowing love for the world and each one of us in the present time. Our celebration of Pentecost leads us to an engaged trusting discovery of God's overflowing love for the world and humanity as it is found deep within our own hearts, in the lives of our brothers and sisters, and most of all, right now. As ACT suggests, we need to form some effective community and to reform them as well. Communities of praise, service, and love. Communities that everybody that embody the words and living tradition of Jesus. Well, this is complemented by John's Gospel. In the words of Raymond Brown, Jesus' words make clear that the Paraclete who is present to every time and culture brings no new revelation. Rather, he takes the revelation of the Word made flesh and declares it anew, facing the things to come. I spent a lot of time with that phrase. That's very rich. Isn't this the fresh energy that we need in the church and the world at the present time? When one is anointed with sacred chrism during confirmation, the bishop says, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I find the anointing that takes place in our baptism to be even more challenging. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so may you live always as members of his body, sharing everlasting life. Isn't this the fullness of life we would hope to enter? I take a clue here from my experience with that charismatic healing community. There are no secondhand Christians. Everybody is ultimately important in the center of God's love. All are to be welcomed in the hour of God's very being. The Holy Spirit, this Paraclete, the one who stands beside, assists us, makes our lives complete. Pentecost is a wake-up call for us to come to the fullness of life if we allow the very Spirit of God to find expression in our lives. Our lives will not be the timid reflection of Jesus' love for the Father, one that would associate with meek and cautious religious person. We will ignite our most ordinary experiences with fire, the love of Jesus realized in the Father, and now given a wonderful expression in our modest lives. Yes, the wonder of God's love will raise us up in glory. It is good that Jesus has returned to the Father, so we can personally embrace the fullest manifestation of God's love for all of us right now. The very church is born again in this holy season. May you be blessed and know the fullness of the Spirit's life within you. Happy feast day. Happy Pentecost.